Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This is our morning interview, and joining me in the studio is Jan Lovett, here to talk about the 14th Annual Youth Orchestra Concert. Welcome, Jan.
Good morning.
So when is this orchestra, when is this concert happening?
The concert happens Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay, great. And this is the one and only.
One and only. If you think, oh, I'll go to their next concert, you have to wait a year.
Okay, great. And it's happening at the Performing Arts Center. And what's the admission?
We take donations at the door.
Okay, great. And so you're the director.
I am the co-director.
The co-director.
I'm actually the one who stands on the podium and waves my arms around and runs us all through rehearsals. But the orchestra was formed 14 years ago with my partner in crime, Barbara Rochelot, who is a string teacher here in town.
And so what inspired both of you to found it?
She had just a whole bunch of kids in her Suzuki string studio who had nowhere to play as a group because there is no string or orchestra program in the Sitka School District. So we hatched this brainstorm one spring. We were doing a joint concert. She had her Suzuki violins doing their little twinkles, and I had the community band doing a performance. And we stood in the back of the room and went, wow, we should start an orchestra. And we just went out on a limb and we did it. And every year it gets bigger. Every year it gets better. Every year it gets easier getting kids to come and play with us every Saturday morning. We just rehearse for 10 weeks every year. We start in January and we're done in March.
Wow, that's so fast.
It's intense. It's 2 hours on Saturday morning and it's an extremely intense 2 hours.
And so who's all in the orchestra? Who makes it up?
We have kids from Keet Gushihin. We have kids from Blatchley Middle School. We have kids from Sitka High School. We have kids from Mount Edgecombe High School. And we have kids from the School of Life, otherwise known as adults.
So is it all ages then?
All ages. We start, I think our youngest this year is 9, which is about as young as I'll go because 2 hours of intense rehearsal is a lot for a 9-year-old. And we go up to, it's a secret how old the oldest person is.
And so is it a full orchestra then?
It is a full orchestra. So we have strings, we have a full complement of strings, and we have winds, brass, percussion.
Wow. And are you a musician?
I am a musician. I'm a certified music teacher, and this is kind of how I stay a little bit current in my craft.
Okay, great. And so what can we expect? What are they going to be performing?
We are actually taking a bit of a musical journey at this concert. I don't normally have a theme. It's usually I pick out pieces that I know based on the musicians that I know I'm going to have, what's going to be a good piece for them to learn. It's a great way for kids to learn about classical music in a really fun environment because they're not going to get that in a lot of their rest of their education stuff. So I looked at it after I kind of put it together and went, oh, it's like a journey. So we'll be going down the Thames with Handel, playing La Réjouissance, which is from the Royal Fireworks. We're also playing the Magic Flute Overture, which is what you opened the show with tonight, one of my absolute favorite Mozart pieces. I'm kind of a Mozart girl. You know, if Mozart wrote it, it's just perfect. We're playing a Pavane by Ravel, this really slow, gorgeous piece. We're doing Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 5, which everybody will recognize. We're doing a new piece for us called Recuerdos de la Alhambra, and I learned some really interesting little tidbits about the composer when I was researching my program notes last night, which I will share with people at the concert. And it's actually a composer that you will have heard a bit of his music in your daily life for about the last 10 years, and you won't even have known that you were listening to a bit of his music.
Oh, wow.
And then our final closing piece will be Jupiter from the Planets by Gustav Holst.
Okay, great. And we're going to play a little clip from that right now.
Okay. So listening to that, you may have thought you just walked into the Shire, but this was actually written almost 100 years ago.
Oh, wow. It's so sweeping. It's so magnificent.
It's beautiful. And we have a really, really nice arrangement for youth orchestra for it that you will hear that sweep, certainly.
And how do you choose all of your music?
I just do. When I started 14 years ago, I come from the band side of music teaching, and I had quite a Rolodex in my head of what are great composers, great arrangers, great band tunes that every kid should learn to play at some point. And I kind of had to learn who those people were in the orchestra field. So it's just the first couple of years were, you know, a little touch and go. It was like, oh, is this a good arranger? Is this a good composer? But I love classical music, and I always wanted to play in an orchestra as a kid, but couldn't. So this is kind of fulfilling a little bit of my childhood dreams. And this is all music that I love. And when I can find good arrangements of it, I share it with the kids.
And what are the kids' reactions? How are they, like?
They keep coming back every year, so I think it's good. So, in fact, we have two young women in the orchestra this year who played in the orchestra as 5th and 6th and 7th graders. That's when they started. They played all through high school. They went off to college. They got their degrees. They've come back to town, and they're playing in the orchestra again.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, I think I must pick good stuff. You know, pretty much there's usually a piece that the kids are kind of so-so, but I really try to keep rehearsals lively and entertaining and fun. And it's a challenge for all of them because they're seeing things that they're not going to see in band. They're seeing music in different keys than they'll see in band. You know, they're playing their violins where instead of playing clarinet or saxophone that they play in band. So it's different for the string players. And it's a challenge. And even the adults tell me they're a little frightened to walk into the room.
And so can you kind of describe what it is, what practices are like? Because that's kind of like the behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't get to see, and I'm curious.
I don't know. Maybe this might be one of those what happens in orchestra stays in orchestra. It's just a very fun 2 hours. It goes by very fast for me. I think it goes by pretty fast for the kids, too. It's very intense. We work very, very hard, and everyone kind of feels like, wow, we got something done today. So, you know, because it's such a short time frame, you can really see your progress and really see where you're making you're stepping up to your goals, and you're going to have a nice product to put on the stage.
Right. And so who's all involved in making this happen? Is there kind of a list of people or?
The kids,
mm-hmm.
Their parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's Barbara and I, and yeah. we do the program through community schools. So we have the support of the community school staff as well, which is really great.
Okay, great. And so do you have or do the kids have a favorite song this year that people should look out for?
It's probably The Planets. I think that is probably their favorite, and it's always my favorite. It was one of the first pieces of music that I was exposed to as a kid where I first realized that music can tell a story. And that was just like, wow, one of those little light bulb moments. So the music we've got, I also try to pick things that go through all the time periods of orchestral music. So we have a piece from the Renaissance. We have a piece from the classical era. We have three pieces from the Romantic era, because that's kind of the big era for orchestral music. Sometimes I'll do something from the ballet or Magic Flute is from opera. So I try to hit all those different angles of orchestral music. And we're also doing one piece for what we call the bigs. That's our older kids and adults who are brave. So there'll be a small chamber orchestra. We're doing a Telemann with a small chamber with a small chamber orchestra in the middle of the program.
Okay, great. And so what... When you're in the middle of this and things are getting really tough, how do you kind of keep spirits up? How do you keep moving forward?
I don't know that we ever have a downtime. It's just everybody is so positive and excited and happy. It's a time for Barbara's string students where they have to learn how to read music. And if you're a Suzuki string player, it's all by ear. So this was also something she used for her studio to get the kids over that hump. So for the younger kids, it's like, oh, I can finally read music. So they're really excited about coming in and trying out their skills. You know, when kids are struggling with music, I'll find ways to make it easier for them so that they can be successful at it. Sometimes we have an apprentice program where if you're not quite ready for the full meal deal, you just come and play a couple of tunes with us. So we have lots of ways. And the older kids are wonderful mentors for the newer students, adults included. The first rehearsal for a couple of kids this year, the first rehearsal is always terrifying. And the kids kind of commented to some of the older kids around them, like, that was kind of scary. And they said, oh, I was scared my first time too. It gets so much better. So, you know, the kids tend to really, they just dig in, they tough it out. They realize that it's just going to be a great, fun thing to be part of.
And so you're only rehearsing for 8 weeks this year.
10 rehearsals in 8 weeks. It's kind of like, if it's Tuesday, we must be in Belgium. It's kind of one of those sort of rehearsal seasons.
And so if people would like to come, it's Monday night,
7 p.m.
Okay, and it's by donation.
Mm-hmm. And it should be less than an hour. So if you've got young kids that you would like to, that doesn't go past their bedtime, Please, it is family friendly.
Okay, great. And it's at the Performing Arts Center this Monday by donation. It's going to be amazing. I mean, all of those songs are so beautiful and they're quite complicated. You must have very talented students.
Well, I also try to pick good arrangements. So, you know, we don't play the 20-minute version of the Magic Flute Overture. We play just the meat. We don't do the potatoes. So it's just kind of the theme. So it is watered down that way so that the kids get that exposure to those classical tunes.
Okay, great. And so for people who would like to attend, it's going to be the Youth Orchestra Concert, the 14th annual concert will be taking place Monday night, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Jan Lovett, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me in.
Jan Lovett is the director of the Youth Orchestra. Thanks very much for tuning in. I'll be back in a few moments.